Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Tune in now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, right now you are watching Studio Classroom as we continue our lesson we started yesterday.
That's right. We are talking all about greenwashing. This is a practice that many companies do where they try to make their practices look very eco-friendly, but that's not actually true.
Yeah, we learned about some of the schemes that they use in yesterday's lesson, and we're gonna talk more about this today in this article called The Truth Behind the Green Label. Let's jump into it.
The Truth Behind the Green Label. Other companies pretend to be industry leaders in sustainable practices by meeting the minimal standard to qualify for a certificate or by getting certified through greenwashing agencies. In 2020, for example, IKEA was found to be illegally logging in Ukraine while holding a certificate from the greenwashing agency Forest Stewardship Council.
Friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 illegally 这个副词，意思是非法的、违法的。譬如 ，It was discovered that Dr. Frank wasn't a psychologist. He had illegally printed a fake license so that he could charge clients for his counseling services. 结果发现 Frank 博士并不是心理学家，他非法印制了假执照，借此向客户收取咨询费用。相关的名词是 legality， 由形容词 legal 加上后缀 ity 构成的，意思是合法性。譬如 ，The advertising department checked the legality of using images found online。广告部门核实了使用网络图片的合法性。偏于 against the law 的意思是违法。譬如 ，the class troublemaker often says he acts against the law, when in fact he breaks school rules, not government laws。班上的捣蛋鬼常说自己的行为违法，但其实他违反的是校规，而不是政府法律。
Friends, there are so many ways in which companies can trick us and lie to us, even as we want to be eco-friendly. Let's talk about some of their schemes right now.
All right, we looked at a few of these schemes yesterday, so we are continuing now with another example. Let's read together, friends. Other companies pretend to be industry leaders in sustainable practices by meeting the minimal standard to qualify for a certificate or by getting certified through greenwashing agencies. Okay, this is a very, very long sentence, Garrett. Let's break it down.
All right, let's talk about some of the terms in here. First of all, we're talking about industry leaders. These are the most important and successful companies in a certain field.
Okay, let's use industry leaders in a sentence. Many industry leaders are adopting AI technology.
So here, we're not talking about industry leaders as in the biggest companies, but industry leaders specifically in sustainable practices. These are ways of working that don't harm the environment long term.
So for example, a farm might use sustainable practices. So what's happening here is companies are pretending to be industry leaders by saying that they do certain sustainable practices. But we see here what they're actually doing is meeting the minimal standard to qualify for a certificate.
Okay, they qualify for a certificate. When you qualify for something, that means you meet the requirements in order to get that thing.
For example, If you want to run a marathon, you might have to qualify to enter that race. So these companies are just doing the bare minimum, the smallest thing possible to qualify for this certification.
Yeah, they're getting this certification, which will show that they are doing certain things, and they get the certification from, we see, they're getting certified through these, what is it called? Greenwashing agencies.
We see the verb form of certification here, friends. It's the word certified. Certified means officially approved as meeting certain standards.
For example, the product is certified organic by an agency. Now, at first when I saw this sentence, I thought these companies aren't doing anything that bad. They are qualifying for these certifications. But we saw at the end there, it's from greenwashing agencies.
That's right, friends. There are certain agencies out there that exist just to help these companies doing dishonest practices get certified. So they are certifying that these companies are eco-friendly, but these agencies themselves aren't being honest.
They are not being honest. We read on, in 2020, for example, IKEA was found to be illegally logging in Ukraine while holding a certificate from the greenwashing agency Forest Stewardship Council.
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about how you pronounce that word there, Garrett. I do usually say IKEA, and this is how many Americans pronounce it, but that isn't how the word is said in the original language.
I don't think so. I say it in the way I grew up saying it, which is from the Netherlands, which is not where the company's from, but I think it's similar.
Yes, okay. So we know that there are different ways to pronounce this word, friends. So we see here that IKEA is one of these companies that is using these certifications to seem like they're being eco-friendly.
Yeah, and they're not just using that certification. We saw they're illegally logging.
Yeah, this is really bad. So they have the certification, but they're doing the exact opposite.
They are breaking the law and harming the environment. Friends, we have more to learn. Let's go on to our next reading.
The truth behind the green label. Even companies with good intentions can be guilty of greenwashing. Companies adopt sustainable practices, but allow poor management, poor communication, or lack of expertise to cause their promises to fail. Failing to keep promises betrays consumer trust. When a company's reputation is damaged by greenwashing, down go its profits, because angry consumers won't buy their products. In addition, consumers may stop trusting positive claims and give up on shopping with their conscience, harming sales of ethical companies.
Expertise 专业技能, 譬如, Richard used his expertise in zoology to write a series of educational children's books. Richard 使用他在动物学方面的专业知识, 编写了一系列儿童教育书籍。 相关的名词是 expert, 也就是指专家, 譬如, As a recognized expert on maps, Audrey is often consulted on the correct pronunciation of place names. 作为一名公认的地图专家, Audrey经常被咨询地名的正确发音。 Expert也可以当形容词, 意思是专家的,专业的。譬如, The counselor offered expert advice on how to manage difficult interpersonal relationships. 这位咨商师 就如何处理困难的人际关系提供了专业建议。
All right, based on our conversation so far, it kind of seems like every single corporation out there is just out to do harmful or dishonest things.
Not necessarily, Garrett. There are some companies that do have good intentions. This is a term we see in the next sentence. Let's talk about what it means.
All right, if you have good intentions, you want to do something helpful or kind. This is a little separate from actually doing good things.
Exactly. Here's an example of how you could use it in a sentence. He had good intentions, but still made a mistake. Usually this means your heart is in the right place, you want to do the right thing, but your actions don't really match what you're thinking.
Yeah, I feel like this happens sometimes in life. Maybe you have a friend that is going through a hard time, and you just keep telling them what they should do. You have good intentions to help, but maybe it's not what they need.
Exactly. So let's see how this term, good intentions, is used in our article. We read, even companies with good intentions can be guilty of greenwashing. Companies adopt sustainable practices, but allow poor management, poor communication, or lack of expertise to cause their promises to fail.
So they don't fully succeed in actually being environmentally friendly. Failing to keep promises betrays consumer trust.
Let's talk about that verb, betrays, friends. Betrays means to show the opposite of what is expected.
Here's another example. Someone's actions might betray their words, or you might betray a friend. They think you're going to help them, but you do something bad.
That's what's happening here with consumers' trust, Garrett. These consumers or customers are trusting the company to do the right thing, but when they don't, it betrays their trust.
Yeah, that's what's happening. We see when a company's reputation is damaged by greenwashing, down go its profits because angry consumers won't buy their products.
Okay, let's talk about the idea of a reputation being damaged. This means that people now think less of someone or something, like a company. They think that originally it was okay, but something has happened to change their opinion.
Sometimes a major scandal might damage a company's reputation, and they need to work hard to get it back.
And that is here what's happening with greenwashing. These companies had a good reputation, then they get involved with a greenwashing scandal, and now their reputation is damaged.
Let's finish up this section. In addition, consumers may stop trusting positive claims and give up on shopping with their conscience, harming sales of ethical companies.
What do we mean when we say conscience here, friends? Well, this is someone's inner sense of right and wrong.
Have you ever felt this, friends? Sometimes your conscience tells you to do something, maybe to tell the truth and not lie.
Well, here what's happening is people originally were shopping with their consciences. But because companies keep betraying their trust or doing things that aren't ethical, they decide it doesn't even matter if I try because companies aren't trying themselves. I definitely think this is happening in the world today.
I think so too. Well, friends, what are we going to do now? We're going to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Don't give up on your dreams. A coach once had a player who kept missing shots in practice, day after day, miss, miss, miss. Some teammates started to lose hope, but the coach didn't give up on him. Weeks later, the same player scored the winning point in a big game. The phrase give up on means to stop believing in someone or something, or to lose hope that it will succeed. It's stronger than just give up. There's a feeling of disappointment or loss of trust. For example, don't give up on your goals, even if they feel far away. Or she never gave up on her friend, even during difficult times. Now let's look at a few other give phrases. Give in means to stop resisting or finally agree. For example, he argued for a long time but finally gave in. Give away means to give something for free or accidentally reveal something. For example, they gave away free samples at the store. Or we had a surprise party planned for him, but his sister gave it away. Give back means to return something or help others. For example, he gave back the book he borrowed. And give it a try means to try something even if you're not sure. For example, you should give it a try. You might enjoy it. So, even when things are tough, try not to give up on what matters most. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The truth behind the green label. Avoid falling for greenwashing tactics by learning to spot them. Educate yourself about sustainable and ethical practices and research certifying agencies. Rather than evaluating only one product, consider company-wide performance on environmental, social, and governance standards. Avoid companies facing environmental lawsuits. Buy products from companies that are transparent about their impact on the environment. Provide clear, measurable goals to become more sustainable. Are certified by trusted third-party agencies and align with government regulations. Voting with your wallet shows that it's not just what companies produce, but how they produce it that counts.
The company faced a lawsuit after more workers complained that they were paid less than they had been promised. 该公司因多名员工投诉工资低于承诺的金额而面临诉讼。与 lawsuit 相关的片语是 legal action， 它是指法律行动。譬如 ，The workers took legal action to improve the safety of their working environment.工人们采取了法律行动以改善工作环境的安全。我们也来学 dispute 这个名词，指的是争端或是纠纷。譬如 The neighbor's dispute over noise levels was finally settled during this month's council meeting. 邻居间关于噪音量的纠纷终于在本月的委员会议上获得解决。All right, that's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见咯。
Well, so far, we just keep talking about more and more problems with greenwashing. Is there actually anything that we can do about it? Well, it turns out there are a few things.
Okay, here are some tips that our article gives. We read together, avoid falling for greenwashing tactics by learning to spot them.
All right, learn to spot them. Educate yourself about sustainable and ethical practices and research certifying agencies.
Let's talk about this word ethical, friends. Something that is ethical is morally right and fair.
Let's try and use that in a sentence. The group is discussing an ethical dilemma. Is it right to steal if you're starving?
All right, so here these ethical practices are something that we need to educate ourselves on. We also need to do some research about these certifying agencies.What does that mean?
Well, it's what we've been talking about earlier. A certifying agency is an agency that gives official approval, or like we talked about earlier, they certify that a company really is eco-friendly.
Here's another way to use certifying in a sentence. The group is certifying eco-friendly products.
Okay, so remember, some of those agencies are not honest. They are just helping with greenwashing.Rather than evaluating only one product, consider company-wide performance on environmental, social, and governance standards.
Avoid companies facing environmental lawsuits. Buy products from companies that are transparent about their impact on the environment. Let's stop in the middle of that sentence for just a moment, since it is such a long one.And talk about that word transparent.
Well, it's what we hope that all companies are. If you're transparent, you're open and honest. You don't have any secrets.
Let's use transparent in another sentence. the process should be transparent to build customer trust.
All right, so what do we want companies to be? Transparent about their impact on the environment, to provide clear, measurable goals, to become more sustainable, and we hope they are certified by trusted third-party agencies.
I like that we've introduced this term third party here, friends, because I think it's really important to talk about when we're discussing the topic of greenwashing. Third party means that something is done by an independent group, not the main one. It's kind of like someone who is outside of the situation.
Yeah, the main one here would be the company selling these products. A third-party company can help check for many things in companies, like the quality of their materials and their sustainability.
Many times it's important to get a third party involved in many situations because that person might not be so opinionated or they don't have as much at stake. The third-party company won't lose money based on how they certify or don't certify another company.
We also hope that these companies align with government regulations. Voting with your wallet shows that it's not just what companies produce, but how they produce it that counts.
I totally agree. Well, friends, we have talked about a lot today, and we're not done learning just yet. Right now, let's take a moment and go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 when 加主词加动词，逗号副词加动词加主词句型。这个句型结合了时间、副词子句与倒装结构。前半部 when 加主词加动词表示当什么什么的时候，用来说明某个情况发生的时间或条件。前半部则将表示方向或状态变化的副词，如 down、up、away、off 等放在句首。当主词为名词的时候，就要使用倒装句型，也就是将动词与主词对调。如果主句主词为代名词，则不需要倒装。这种倒装常见于描述突发变化、动态场景或结果，语气比较生动且偏书面。来看这个例句 ：When the curtain rises, out come the actors onto the stage. 当布幕升起的时候，演员们便走上舞台。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our article, and you know what that means. It's time for us to talk about it. Have you ever been misled by greenwashing? How did you find out?
Honestly, Anne-Marie, I have no idea. I don't think about this all that much when I'm buying things. If something says it's eco-friendly, maybe that helps me want it a little more, but not too much.
I have been misled by buying products that I think are good for the environment, but in the end, they take up more time or use more water than the original product. So in the end, I do question if something really was that great for the environment. But what about you, friends? Have you ever been misled by greenwashing? This is something you could definitely talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. Endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.